When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
Well, the good news is that television and film production is back up in Hollywood, which means there's maybe a chance for a new TV season coming up this fall. But, you know, in the soap opera world, they got to just keep it moving. They got to keep churning it out. And in the COVID-19 world, you know, there are some, kind of like the porn industry, there are some drawbacks because there's a lot of kissing. And The Bold and the Beautiful, which was started by a Chicago company, Bellville Productions, is using a very unique solution to this problem. And joining us right now, Casey Kasperzik, who is the supervising producer of The Bold and the Beautiful. A great story has now circulated throughout the entertainment press that you guys are using romantic dolls as stand-ins for the female leads. Is that correct?
That is correct, Ro. You know, this isn't the first time that we've used them either. Probably about 15 years ago, when a character came back from the dead, it was revealed that they actually buried a wax figure of this person. So when they dug up the coffin, there was Taylor as a wax figure. So we only needed that for a few episodes, but we have kept that doll in pristine condition in a coffin in our prop storage. And when we were realizing, hey, how are we going to keep the romance alive? How are we going to do this? I went in, got the doll, took some pictures with her, and our executive producer, head writer Brad Bell, loved the idea, but he took it one step further, and he went on record in an interview that we will be using blow up doll or sex doll.
Okay. Well, it's nice. Your production team did send me a couple pictures before we were able to sit down here and showed me, first of all, the coffin doll, which was a wax figure, which is so lifelike, it freaked me out. I thought he was punking me when he sent me the picture. And then now he also sent me some of the blow-up doll items as well. And those are like, I don't know, Casey, I don't know how to quite put this. Those are like fully functional. Kind of, right?
They are very lifelike. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I've done more research on this industry than I've ever done in my life. And what I realized was it's a lot of catalog ordering. You select them online and they mail them to you. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a lot of time. So I researched the place here in Los Angeles that has a sex doll showroom.
Oh.
So I made an appointment yesterday at this store. Kind of in an interesting part of town. Mm-hmm. And I went in, and there they were. There were the dolls. So they're all different types and kinds. And basically, there's some dolls that are unrealistic and some that are more, and I'm saying in terms of body shape. Mm-hmm. But we need the more realistic kind, because what we're hoping to achieve with them are, you know, getting the cross shot with an actor on a sofa, maybe they're making out, or if they're in bed together. We just need to get kind of the head and chest shot. And so, but what they're also, which I didn't realize, they're quite heavy. They're very heavy. They're like 60 pounds. And, but their skin is very realistic. Mm-hmm. And they're fully poseable.
Oh, boy.
Like an action figure. So you can put them in any position that you'd like.
Yes, that's extra. There's something about that, the pictures that I've seen here, that really are kind of otherworldly. Did you have to find dolls that look like your actresses?
So basically, you can change the wigs really easy. Like the wig, if you change the hairstyle, it instantly looks like somebody else. And that's why we sample a lot of different hairs. And I settled on Brittany. Brittany looked the best. And she's actually in my car right now.
Brittany is a trade name. So this is the Brittany doll.
I got the Brittany doll.
Okay.
You know, she's a great double for a lot of our cast.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to use her later on this week. And I think you won't be able to tell the difference between where the real actor stops and the Brittany begins.
Let me just ask you a question. Like in the bed scene, do you have to turn Brittany like on her side so she's facing away from the camera, and then the actor is, you know, kind of like rolling over, putting his arm around her, kind of, you know, that sort of, you know, early morning post-coital slumber wake up moment?
Right. We wouldn't want to shoot the face, mm-hmm. but if you just get a piece of the face, or you can bend the head, and the actor can put their arm around her, that way it gives the believability that there's somebody there.
Uh-huh.
And we'll shoot the reverse angle with the real actress. And so we did a couple of tests last week, and it was pretty good. So I'm looking at getting some other dolls. This is a female doll. We'll need to find a male doll to double for that. And the other thing that's really interesting.
Well, wait, you're going to have a doll on doll scene, or is this because women, you're going to have to do the reverse shot with your actresses.
That would be for our females who are working with intimate with a male.
Yeah, got it.
But doll on doll, I don't know. You know, Brad has written some interesting storylines. I wouldn't put it past him that might be the next evolution of
it. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him either. Yeah.
But did you also know that we're planning to use our the spouses of our actors?
Yes, I read that in the story, and the Hollywood Press, again, is like crazy about this story about The Bold and the Beautiful using literally doll body doubles because of the COVID-19, and now you want to go inside the household, which is, you know, kind of how they do it anyway. Like, you're allowed to sit at a table at a restaurant if you're from the same household, or ride in the same golf cart if you're from the same household, or things like that. So now it's the same idea. And I would imagine these are very beautiful people. They're bold as well, and they're actors, and they're married to probably other bold and beautiful people.
Well, it's uncanny how some of our actors there, like, so one of our actresses, her husband, is not an actor, but he's going to come in. We're going to put a wig on him, and so we'll use him. We basically just need him to be a kiss double, somebody to kiss her.
Got it.
So you'll see the original, the real actor, and then you'll see him go in for the kiss. And then, so we're going to try that out, and a couple of our actresses have already said that their spouses will do it. So we have to, not only have our actors tested, but also have the spouses tested, because testing is a huge part of coming back to work.
Oh my God, that's true. Yeah.
So since they've been quarantined together, they can work together. So
are you back on set now doing this? Has it started yet, or is this just coming up?
Yeah, we've been back. We shot last week. We're shooting this week, and so it's a slow process. But we're doing everything that we can to be safe and to follow protocols.
So Casey, do you have testing so that people get tested and then they know within a couple of minutes or hours that they're negative, and then they can go ahead and work?
So, yes, there's all different kinds of testing. The testing that we're doing is the nose test. So there's like a swab or stick up mm-hmm. your nose and down your throat, and then we get those results in 48 hours or less.
Okay.
And then everybody that goes on set, we call it stage 31, has to be tested, and our hair and makeup people and everything like that.
Right.
So it's a very rigorous thing, but, it's what we have to do, and that's what we want to do, to keep bringing the Bold and Beautiful to our fans.
Right, and because The Bold and Beautiful, those shows can't do reruns in soap operas. That's one of the great, grinding works of television art, because you have to make new product every single day. And you guys are generally fairly well ahead, 6-8 weeks probably ahead in production, something like that. Is that about right?
Well, we were. We were before we stopped down. So that's what we'd like to try to get back to. We do 250 episodes a year. This year it's going to be a little less than that, but it's every day, it's a grind. But that's what we've all done here for 33 years, is create this show. So it's kind of streamlined, and all our crew and our cast are just really excited to get back to work.
Oh, I'll bet.
And make out with some sex dolls.
Okay, I just want to know, are any of the actors or actress going to ask to take the doll home with them to practice at night? I mean, because I know that these dolls are very expensive, Casey. Are they not?
Well, the one I got, I will tell you, was $1,300. So I think it was maybe the middle of the road when it comes to dolls, but I thought it was a good price for that. And so I don't know if we're going to rent them out.
Oh,
I think they'll need to stay here at the set. But I did introduce her to a cast member last night, just so they kind of, break the ice. And they hit it off pretty well, I think.
Well, this is a unique solution to the problem.
It's almost like it's some kind of soap opera storyline in a way.
I suppose.
The dolls come to life. So.
Oh, man. Oh, this, and all right. Now I'm totally creeped out. Well, it'll be fun. So Bold and the Beautiful, you can see it, of course, on CBS2 here. 12:30 every weekday afternoon. Casey Kasperzik, supervising producer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ro.
News now from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.